Hello, my name's Roger Watson, and welcome to the Jan Podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an editor-in-chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the Jan Podcast of
10th of August 2018. Obesity in women who've experienced intimate partner violence. This is Roger Watson, the editor-in-chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. I was very pleased to see an article from Saudi Arabia in Jan on the issue of intimate partner violence. I visit Saudi regularly, and over the years it's been good to see the development of academic nursing. There are many myths and stereotypes about the country. It is a very different place to live and work from most other countries, and I would not pretend that all is well. But issues such as violence against women are not ignored, and this article by Al Alal, published in 2018, titled Obesity in Women Who've Experienced Intimate Partner Violence, demonstrates that the issue is being actively researched. The aim of the study on which the article is based was to examine the pathway through which intimate partner violence severity and child abuse severity influence obesity among women who've experienced IPV, or intimate partner violence. Questionnaires were given to nearly 300 women, and the outcome showed that there was an alarming level of obesity. The author concluded this is the first study to examine the mechanism through which IPV and child abuse influence obesity among IPV survivors. And, since obesity is a global public health concern, recognising that IPV survivors are at great risk for obesity is a significant contribution to the field. Prevention of violence against women needs to receive a high priority on the national and international policy agenda.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.
Between pages, memories pressed.